Welcome back to Moosehard as we're getting set for the start of the second half. Not what you want to see if you're Aurora and head coach C.J. Brown. 3-0 after the first 45 minutes. What do you do now? I know we're still just kind of going through the motions of starting a new club here in Aurora, but what do you do to try to change things up? Because not a lot of just offensive possession right now for Borealis.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a couple chances later in the late stages of that first half from Aurora. We saw some chances happen that were some decent opportunities for Aurora. And we talked about this before we went to the end of that first half and we took our halftime break, is that the fire speed has just been overwhelming the back line of Aurora. And that's something that Aurora still needs to kind of compensate for going forward into the next 45. How they're going to do that, I'm not totally sure. I'm not Coach Brown either, so I know he's got something up of his sleeve for that. But as you mentioned, we saw the new 11 come out, and they kind of provided a little bit of a spark in the later stages of that first half with a little more chances and opportunities. We're still seeing them to start this second 45 that we're about to see here in Moosehart. So if they can just get some chances going and just get a little momentum early on, it could always go a long way. I mean, yes, it's a 3-0 lead for Chicago. They have a distance ahead of Aurora when it comes to the goals scored so far through the first half. But as they always say in sports, anything can happen.
And Borealis SC looking to salvage a final 45 as this is the final preparation here for the start of the Premier League of America season, which they're already playing from behind, already technically down 3 points in the standings. And we are underway here in the second half. Again, Aurora in their yellow tops, moving from right to left. Chicago Fire PDL side in red from left to right. And right away, as you see that pressure coming from Aurora, trying to get that speed going, trying to not give this Chicago team any room to work. As you saw, as I mentioned earlier, just loads of space, and they create it on their own with just spreading the field, as you can see right now with that entire back line.
And that's kind of another thing I was alluding to back to what we saw in the first half, is that usually you're seeing almost all 10 guys, if not 11 at some points. Everybody gets a touch on the ball in a certain possession as well. You mentioned it, Mike. They love to spread the field out against Aurora, especially along their back line to where, you know, Ian Larson, we talked about him in the first half, was getting a lot of work on his side of the field defensively. So we'll see if they try to keen on somebody else here in the second 45 that we have embarked upon early on.
And then I believe, barring an injury, I don't think we're going to see any subs in the second half from Logan Paws, as it looked like kind of everybody is in street clothes that played in the first half for Chicago.
I think the last one, I believe Alessandro Gentile, the third goalkeeper on the roster, I believe would be the last substitution to be made for Chicago. And Coach Paws, I talked to him before the game. He said he wants to get everybody out there at some point during the 90 minutes of this match. So I believe that is the last one, as you mentioned, Mike, that would be the final substitution on the side of Chicago, at least.
Now moving forward through the midfield for Aurora, that was Carlos Contreras out of Oswego. A lot of local kids for this Aurora team. As we've mentioned in prior weeks, a lot of players off the Waubonsie Community College team.
Waubonsie's not too far from Moosehart either, and right down the road.
And even head coach Brett Shahida playing on the back line. Looked to be a knee in the back there for Anthony Parra, earning another free kick. And again, a solid opportunity here for Aurora to take advantage of.
Yeah, it looked like he might have, it was like a little collision there. It wasn't much on it, but it was like his lower back region that seemed to take effect by it, but he's okay. He's going to stay in there as this opportunity approaches for Aurora.
And no Kettle, no Alvarez, so standing over this one is Reynoso and Parra. Parra steps over it. Reynoso's right-footed shot, that one deflected, and it's an easy grab for Jackman.
And sometimes you might need a little deflection like that if you're Aurora, just to get something going. You can always have some crazy deflections in soccer. Sometimes they go your way, sometimes they didn't. And luckily for Chicago side of it, that one just went right into the breadbasket of Jackman there for the save.
A little arguing coming from the Chicago side on that throw, but It'll go right back. Salazar, long throw. Put down to the feet of Newquist. Plays it back inside. Salazar going to take a shot. He saw Jackman coming up to his 6-yard box. Let her rip, but nowhere close.
Yeah, he saw a good back play here just to create some space for Aurora just to get something going. That was Newquist on that one, and you just see the left-footed shot there come up, and that one go high into his right and out of play there for Salazar, and it's a goal kick now for Jackman left to right.
A little optimistic from the defender, but as you could see, Jackman was standing a little far out, not that much room, but trying to chip the keeper. Not working well for the defender. Now on the far side, Takawira Jr. will swing things around here in front of us. Put down to the feet of Witkowski, the defender out of NIU. Gotta give a shout out to the alma mater.
Rick Camp would be very proud of that shout out you just gave. Shout out to the NIU marching band as well.
I'm definitely sure Rick would appreciate that. Noriega now back for Lennartz. Sandoval playing around with the ball in his own 18. Now here comes Shahida. Again, as I mentioned before, the head coach of Waubonsie Community College, playing with some of his players on this Aurora Borealis side. And again, just constant movement, even on the throw, all over the place, but Noriega beats them to the ball. Now they're gonna play it ahead for Newquist, but just didn't bend his run enough to keep him onside.
Yeah, he wasn't offsides by much though, as we'll take a look at the offsides play after the throw-in from Chicago, the turnover created by Aurora. They had the numbers going, but he's, that's close.
Just about a yard in the offside position there for Newquist.
Great shot by our crew here tonight, Tim Helms and Brian Singleman.
Newquist, the Aurora grad, in 2 seasons with them, scoring about, I believe, 10 goals and about 5 assists. That was back in 2011 and 2012 for the Borealis forward. That one misplayed there by Witkowski. Now quick throw up for Newquist as he chases, trying to get around Samaki on the back line for Chicago, but he's able to hold him off for the goal kick.
Yeah, you see, and they was going just a one-on-one chase down for the ball there. Not much doing on that one.
Coming off the back is Edwin Munoz. Again, one of those goal scorers in that big 4-0 rout of Rockford. Played far side, defending is Lennartz. Looking for some room. He's Takawira. That's misplayed by Alba. Fire still with possession. Trying to work it around. Coming off the back line was Salazar, but it might have been a mistake, though.
That was one too many passes there for Chicago as they were getting into the goal box. They had the strength in numbers, just too many passes.
Shahida able to keep it away from his own net. Just putting a foot out there was Reynoso, now playing ahead for Newquist from Kane. Newquist at the corner of the 18. He'll play it back for Salazar. Salazar, I believe, was looking for Contreras, but Contreras checking back as he made contact with that ball.
Yeah, he was, and as we approach into the 54th minute now of play here in this match in the final preseason game, the final tune-up, so to speak, for Aurora. As you mentioned, they will welcome in, Mike, the defending league champions to open up the 2016 regular season.
And And we'll have that broadcast right here on STC2 on the 27th.
It'll be not this Friday, but the following Friday.
But again, this Saturday on the road in Michigan against Carpathia. First ever PLA game for Aurora. Putting pressure is Noriega, ripping a shot, taking a deflection. That one just looking all up and down my roster. There's high numbers everywhere, 40s, 50s, 60s.
It's almost like you're looking at a football lineup.
That was Louis Bennett. And here comes the corner, in swinger. That one taken long by Takawira. And Jack Sean able to chase it down.
Here's one more look at this corner from just a moment ago on the far right corner of the field. That one again just over everybody's head, and not much of a play to be made on that one.
Possession staying. Quick throw, long throw for Newquist. He's going to try to chip the keeper. And he puts it over the crossbar.
He did not put it over by much, though, and I think that is definitely the best shot on goal we've seen so far here from Aurora tonight.
And Aurora catching the fire off guard with this long throw for Newquist. And again, as you see Jackman apologizing to his defenders.
Yeah, because he was kind of playing a little, they kind of trying to catch him there, trying to come out of the six-yard box. And as you saw, Nyquist just trying to float one under the crossbar and in, but he just got a little too much mustard on that one.
I don't think Jackman really was paying attention or knew that.
I don't think he expected the shot to happen, really. I think he was looking for a little bit more of dribbling or an extra pass to be made. He did not expect the high foot shot to happen.
That one taken away, almost regained possession. That time by Mertz. Possession staying with the fire. Now move to the left side. After the pass from Lee. Now Takawira beats his defender. Keeps it alive into the box off the cross. Still alive. Pass headed on. Flicked on. Away by Shahida. Still alive for the fire. Into the 18. Goes down to a knee. Left footed shot. That one blocked. Mertz's chance.
Salazar got the deflection away on that one.
Again, averting disaster inside their own box for Aurora. Given away again. But Mertz's first touch, or Shaw's first touch, gets away from him. Newquist, no room to turn. Goes back for Shahida, and Shahida will leave that for Sandoval.
I've seen a little bit of Aurora kind of backpedaling a little bit as we talked about this. And Mike, you made a point of this earlier on that the forwards and middles of the fire, they used to keep putting the pressure on the back line of Aurora as they were trying to settle things down. As now they try to come up with an opportunity here.
Played ahead, Kane playing that normally that number nine position. Haven't seen him take that role on much tonight. We've seen him do a lot of chasing. Not a lot of possession for Aurora has not allowed him to hold up the ball. That one just given right back that time by Robbie Mertz.
Yeah, I when it comes to the stat sheet and how much possession time is with one team or the other, if you're an Aurora fan, I might want to look away from that category of time of possession.
Long throw from Zalazar. Back line for Chicago. As they'll play around with it. That one back for Jackman. Pressure coming from Newquist. And the pressure from Aurora gives them the ball right back. Now trying to put one long for Kane. But Jackman, great positioning there to grab it out of the air. Sure. given away. Reynoso given right back, finally cleared by Chicago. Here's Shahida. He just has to get rid of it as two fire attackers bearing down on him. Jackman plays it short. Now played inside. Bennett switched the field near side. Plays it back to the middle, finding some room is Lee.
Lee just made a big circle around three Aurora defenders too. Is that pass missed there?
Now played out wide is Shaw. Shaw fakes with his right, cuts back inside. We'll play it back, Witkowski. Cody Witkowski looking for a run there from Connor Alba. But he kind of had to, he had to hold up before entering the 18 as he saw he wasn't going to be catching
you'll
up to
see
that.
Here on the near side of your screen here on this replay, he takes a couple extra steps. He was looking for somebody. If we freeze it right there, you're going to see right above a couple of the Aurora back line, you're going to see Lee on the right try to come in and center in past the 18. But it looks like the fire kind of just froze up a little bit as that kick came in to the 18 box, and nobody there for the fire, and that one was a goal kick for Aurora.
Again, just no more than a few passes is all that Aurora can put together right now. And the Fire just content with letting this one drag out with the possession game as they're easily owning that. Near side, cutting back is Samaki. Switch it around. Far side now. They have some numbers. Takawira chasing. But Lennart's able to shield him off and earn the throw.
Good play by Lennart to block that one away. Keep it with his possession as that one went out of play.
Aurora trying to start something up from their defense. Long ball intended for Kane. Salazar going up for that one. Still possession with Aurora. Chested out wide for Salazar, but assistant referee's flag goes up, and we're getting set for some more subs for Aurora.
And Luis Gallardo will be the new goalkeeper for Aurora. As Cooper Fell will now check in, along with number 14, Juan Manuel Ponce.
I don't know if I'm going to leave you to do
You're
this.
You're giving this
one
to me. Juan Carlos Martinez, number 31, into the game. Number 13, Ivan Armenta at midfield. Alessandro Gentile now will come in for the Fire, as that's their third goalkeeper used. And I mentioned that I was expecting a matter of time before he was going to see some action here tonight. And to the rest of the Aurora players, Mike, they all spread out on the field. I did worse than you did.
It's too much for me to handle right now.
If only they could do it one at a time.
That one played short, Armenta. Juan Carlos Martinez playing it long, kept alive.
Nice keep in.
Now to the edge of the box, Connor Fell trying to go to his left foot. That one, far post, kept alive. Nice save by Gentile. And now the Fire the other way.
So off the new substitutions, they come up with a nice spark there.
And just, I don't know if you could sense this, but there's a little bit of speed on that play to keep that ball alive.
Yeah, and we've mentioned that more so on the side of Chicago as we take a look at this play here off that shot attempt from Cooper Fell, the midfielder, and just getting his left hand on that one was Gentile.
And yeah, sorry, Ryan, I wanted to go with the Italian pronunciation of the name.
You know what?
I'm sorry, Pete didn't warn
here,
you about that.
Here, where you go, I go. That's where that's how that's how I'm gonna do it. It's kind of like Dexter Fowler. I follow your lead, Michael.
That ball turned over. Dangerous numbers moving forward for the Fire. Now into the box. That shot. What a save there! Coming off the hand of Luis Gallardo.
He was going one way with his body and his outstretched right arm. Gets the deflection with his right glove for the beautiful save there from Gallardo. Here's another look with the strength and numbers as back to live action. Here comes Aurora with a chance.
Sandoval into the box. As we mentioned before, seeing him and his speed able to keep that last play alive for Feld to take a shot. And that last deflection off of Contreras for the Chicago goal kick.
I've seen the pace pick up here.
And just it starts with just a bad turnover there from Aurora.
Yeah, here's that play from just a moment ago we saw. As Gallardo, look, he goes one way and we slow it down. As we go frame by frame, he was going to his left. He had a stretch out to his right at the very last moment. Gets enough on that one to deflect it away for probably one of the saves of the night so far.
Big denial of Robbie Mertz. Keeping it at 3-0, still scoreless here in the second half.
He did a beautiful play there. He ran right and he shot to his left. That's what you always want to see from an attacker like that.
As you see a lot more numbers moving forward now for Aurora with the new subs. But here comes Mertz and Chicago. Both players go sliding in, but Aurora comes away with the ball. And Armenta dispossessed, but it'll stay with a throw for Aurora. 65th minute of play. 3-0 Chicago over Borealis SC, playing in their final friendly before starting the PLA season. Kept alive Munoz inside. Armenta fell. Now Sandoval. Sandoval, I don't know if he actually had to do that, but still alive. Cross in. That went over the head of Sandoval. After the cross from Armenta.
This lineup out there, there's a lot more pep in the step of this unit for Aurora. And this is one of the three lineups we've really seen from Aurora here tonight. This has probably been one of the only ones that's kind of matched the agility and the length and the speed of Chicago and are able to get a lot more takeaways on their side.
And Ryan, it's all about just, you know, making the last impression on CJ Brown as well, trying to get as much time as they can into the regular season starts.
So not only is it when you're playing just to get your team back into the match, you're also doing this for an individual side of it as well.
You want more playing time.
Yeah. You want to be part of that starting 11 to start the regular season when the defending champs come to town on the 27th.
The Fire now regrouping. And again, Sandoval just using that speed, chasing down balls in the backfield of Chicago.
So Gallardo just a moment ago had an underhand volleyball style serve to get that one back in midfield. That one was for Pete.
Gotta get the volleyball mentions in there too. Armenta.
I think we've covered our bases now.
Armenta muscled off the ball back with the Fire. Again, that different look with Fell, Armenta, Sandoval up top, as well as Juan Carlos Martinez. Have to be relentless up there with the amount of possession that the Fire have at the moment. That one takes a final touch off an Aurora player.
I didn't realize Drew Carey was here today.
If it was Courtney up here, he would know that I'm going to continue to not acknowledge what's going on.
So you're saying that's not your sound effects being played?
I'm going to play dumb and say, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
At least you know what it's in reference to, though.
Yeah. Kept alive by Chicago, still at the edge of the 18. Munoz, though, is there, and he boots it to midfield. Again, really pace slowing down here in this mid part of the second half, and the flag goes up easy there for the assistant referee to call on Takawira. Mm-hmm.
thank our terrific crew for the hard work for tonight's broadcast on camera and helping produce today. It's Brian Singelman and Tim Helms, and we mentioned our director today, Dr. Pete Ferrari. So those are the guys behind the scenes that should get more credit than us on-air talent.
But, again, if you want to give credit, I'll take it. Kept alive by Sandoval. He'll put a shot in. Kind of falling backwards after Gentile unable to hold on to it. And it's, again, a missed opportunity there from Aurora.
Yeah, and it was just him and the goalie to beat. And Gentile had got just enough on that one to kind of force that one to be a little bit of a change on the attack for Aurora. They weren't able to recover much after that. And a scare there for the Fire avoided, and the score remains at 3-0.
Put down to the feet, Takawira still alive. Able to fend off a couple of defenders. Now Shaw, near side, Witkowski. Finds Bennett in the midfield, almost taken away by Juan Carlos Martinez. Contreras with pressure. Now trying to play it in behind. There's Mertz again, who was denied earlier by the other Sandoval. Luis Gallardo is now into the game for Aurora, making that save earlier.
Yep, so all three goalkeepers have been used for both sides here tonight.
And again, C.J. Brown giving everyone down that bench a chance to show him something today. Don't know what that starting 11's going to look like on Saturday as Shaw goes down, as the whistle is blown. But he'll have something to think about with associate head coach Steve Barry and assistant coach Massimo Piscopo when they decide that starting 11 on Saturday against Carpathia. As we've seen some glimpses of some solid soccer being played by Aurora, Jorge Alvarez wouldn't be a surprise. Abraham Kane wouldn't be a surprise as well. Akeem Siraji, William Butler has shown his versatility, especially today, playing on the back line, as we saw earlier games with him, more in a central midfielder role.
I think there also could be some consideration for Colby Newquist as well.
Of course, he
had that early chance when he first came in back in the 63rd minute.
And of course, having that PK goal on Saturday against Rockford. But again, C.J. Brown saying really the strength of this team in their wing play. Can't say we've seen much of that today, but we've seen that in previous games with Danny Miranda. And as well as Jorge Alvarez. Also has to think about his free kick taking. Has Elliot Kettle out there, and again, Jesse Ortiz in the midfield, so lots of decisions to be made before Saturday. Again, I know we can't tell that much from up here, but not noticing a lot of communication on the back line or just in general from this Aurora team. I know CJ before last game, talking about how that's kind of an issue right now with him.
Ladies and gentlemen, everything in concessions is selling for $1.
And that will stay out of the sideline for a throw-in. Louis Bennett.
So they got him for an offsides there.
Not on the throw. They're going to call that, I believe, is a foul against Mertz.
I think as he was going up for the ball, I think he initiated some contact in order for that whistle to occur.
And Ryan, we saw that initial burst of energy in that, you know, first 5 minutes when this team or when this new lineup came into the game, but since then it's been all Chicago slowing down this game.
Yeah, and you talked about it where they want to control the pace and just kind of control, you know, with it in their back end, so to speak, to where, you know, they're not going to necessarily push the envelope when it comes to being aggressive with the ball, but at the same time, they're not going to keep giving Aurora the chances either. So they're just playing their style of pace to where they're just going to try to eat up as much time as they can with their ball in possession and not try to, as you mentioned, we saw with that Aurora spark a little bit early after that third line of substitutions. They certainly don't want that to happen again, but they have just really been all over Aurora here on in every phase.
And the turnover by Armenta, just, you know, few too many dribbles in the midfield. Can't give yourself that much time with the ball, and they're beaten to it by Witkowski. Back inside, Mertz, and they'll play it back with Witkowski. Now into the midfield. And Witkowski will switch things up. Again, a long season ahead, 10-game schedule for Aurora. Going to be played in the Eastern Division of the Premier League of America, along with Toledo, RWB, Adria, Oakland County FC, Carpathia, and Ole SC. And then in the West, you got Milwaukee, Bavarians, Croatian Eagles, Madison 56ers. You got the Minnesota United FC reserve team. And then you got Minneapolis City and Cedar Rapids Rampage. And again, top two teams of each division make it into the semis. Inswinger by the Fire, headed away. That shot is on, very quickly taken. And the Fire are now up 4-0. And that shot coming from John Freitag.
And Freitag just with a roof shot there as that one went just under the crossbar and in. As it's now 4-0. And we'll take another look at that. As you talked about it, Mike, just a moment ago, here it comes on the cross. You see it get deflected there from a header from Aurora, and then you see the inswinger right there, and then a quick turnaround from Freitag, as you mentioned, just laces that one up, and he gets it over the head of Gallardo to make it 4-0.
And just a quick turn, and really no body on Freitag's back. Got to put something into him, not allowing for a quick turn like that. And really leaving your keeper with no chance to make a save. Here comes Salazar, and the Fire clear. Munoz trying to go back wide, ball into the air though, too much pace, and Salazar unable to keep it alive. But a good test, if anything, here in the final match to have a team like Chicago Fire Premier Development Team stopping by in Aurora. And they're gonna call that one out of bounds. Really to kind of see where this team is standing. See a 4-0 result. These kinds of games, I don't think the coaches are really looking at the score line, especially with C.J. Brown. Really just determining who he wants to see in that lineup on Saturday.
And that's kind of what you usually see in the final tune-up games before a regular season would start, just to get a feel for your entire roster, see the depth that you have on your bench, and then as you mentioned, determine that starting 11 for this Saturday and potentially going forward. And we've seen this third unit, I'm going to use another hockey term, the third line of players for Aurora here, kind of provided the best offensive spark I think, so far tonight. They've had probably the most opportunities and shots on goal here through the first 79 minutes we've played so far tonight.
That one popped up into the air that time by Guillermo Anaya. Also getting a chance to play in this one out of Sterling College.
Sterling College just down the road on I-88 from here. About a 45-minute drive, I'd say.
Too much handling from Juan Manuel Ponce. He's able to win back possession for Aurora. Finally cleared downfield, chested down. Bennett played short. Kept alive now. Far side, Takawira. Played back in. Poked away. Here comes Juan Carlos Martinez trying to play it long down the middle for Sandoval. Broken up there by the Fire, and they'll restart things once again here on the right side with Witkowski. He'll play a long ball down the sideline. Looking for, I believe, Shaw for a run. Shaw cutting back to the ball. And so is Mertz for Chicago. Again, about 80 minutes in. So about 10 minutes to go here in game number 4 for Aurora. Again, they opened up on the 23rd of April with the 1-0 loss against the Croatian Eagles. Following that up with a loss here at home, 2-1 against CKS Varta out of Chicago. And then just this past Saturday, the 4-0 win against the Rockford Raptors. And here Salazar got to watch out here with those long throws. But again, not a lot of movement from Aurora on these set pieces. That's given away. Here Salazar kind of losing control after that first touch. Ball getting in behind him as he overran that play. A sloppy ball on both sides now for both Chicago and Aurora.
And you see the Fire now with the final 9 minutes or so left to go of regulation time. As you mentioned, very unlikely we'd see any additional stoppage time after this second 45 minutes are played.
And beaten to the ball is Armenta, that time by Shaw.
Shaw came in with a second gear there to make sure that his team kept possession. And you know, and we talked about this too, is that, you know, with a 4-0 lead and we get down to the, you know, later stages, as that one's a handball there by Salazar, to where the Fire want to keep possession, but at the same time, they're not going to try to run out the scoreboard either. As here's the fourth goal scored by the Chicago Fire PDL Soccer Club from a little while back in the second half. Here are just some of the highlights from the side of the Fire, and there's that handball from just a moment ago. It was a clear handball, and it was right in front of the Chicago bench.
That sets up this set piece with Louis Bennett standing over it. Left-footed boomer, back post, and try to play back across by, I believe that was Robbie Mertz on the back post, but played that one over the bar.
Good placement on the set piece here. You're going to see it right back here on your screen. Just that header just over the crossbar, a little too much oomph on that one. And that one went behind the net, and it'll be... After that, it was a goal kick.
Cutting back to the ball is Mertz. Now he has a runner next to him as he continues that run down the sideline. That one taken away. Juan Carlos Martinez. Now Anaya. And just played a little bit out of the reach of Contreras. Nice switch there to Witkowski for the fire. Leaving it for Takawira into the box using his speed. And nice play there from Juan Manuel Ponce. Nice save there from Marquez, finally cleared off the line. That time by Anaya.
Here's another look at that Anaya keep away there, so to speak. As you see this sequence unfold here in the Aurora back line, you see the turnover there, and that's kind of been one of the main stories we talked about, Mike, and there's the original save there by Gallardo. It kind of went out of his breadbasket area. It squibbed away for just a moment as there was that long shot in, and that one settled down there from Gentile. And I enjoy saying it with the Italian pronunciation, Mike.
I would take offense to that for the rest of the match if you did not follow my lead on that.
That's a red card for me, right?
You'd have two angry Italians on either side of you. I don't think that was Italian, Pete. I'm not an expert in the language, but I'm about 99% sure that my grandma has not said that to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our own Pete Ferrari.
As Aurora making another sub, that's Para on for Contreras. Anaya just getting a little bit there of Jack Shaw. It's not the 90th minute yet. You could hug him after the game. Fire now moving it around. Witkowski on the right side. That one just skipping.
It looked like there was something on the field as well that kind of made the ball skip over there. Not sure what that might be, though. It's some kind of object, but.
Be a little piece of tape. As the fire now on the far left side. Now with John Freitag scoring the fourth goal for Chicago. Run halted there. Now trying to find Bennett. Bennett with a nice pass down the middle. But Gallardo eats that possession up for the fire.
And that was a deflection that kind of helped him secure that one there on his back line to make it a little bit easier for him to kind of take the pressure off a little bit as we get a whistle and a takedown there on Chicago. And here's that play from just a moment ago that I was referring to.
A great vision there from Louis Bennett to just make that one touch pass up ahead.
You see right there, right on that deflection, as getting there was Edwin Menounos.
Kept alive there, trying to near the edge of the 18, trying to play it through for Armenta. That one's blocked by Salazar. Now Fell trying to play it over the top for Armenta, but he is in an offside position. That coach CJ Brown probably needed to talk to him about that, especially when you're facing the assistant referee, just looking down that line,
yep,
and you're still in behind the defense.
Right, here's that chip in once again, and just offsides. See right there, was a clear offsides call, so a good whistle by the assistant official. Now in the 88th minute of play.
Dangerous there from Anaya. And the fire attacker breathing down his neck. Fire take it away anyways. Here's Shaw as Takawira in the middle making a run, but now Aurora getting numbers behind the ball. Trying to switch field, broken up. Juan Carlos Martinez just kind of holding onto the ball a little bit too long for Aurora, and that allows Chicago to get back. Armenta trying to dribble through everyone. Now play down the sideline for Sandoval. He's gonna boot it to himself, try to catch up to it, shield it off the ball, and they're gonna blow the whistle against Sandoval, just getting a little bit too physical.
Yeah, that was a play that was upcoming for a run. You're going to see right here, Salazar with the nice chip down the near side of the field. As you mentioned, he was just trying to chase it in, and Three players went down in the collision on that one. As you mentioned, Mike, that's why the whistle had to be blown. You see the goalkeeper's right leg get taken out there, but he's able to fall in a okay position as there is an injured Borealis player down on the field to the near side.
I believe that's Sandoval.
I want to say that was, yeah, we'll take another look at this one, and we'll see it from one of our top views that we have here at Mooseheart.
But a nice play, though, there by Samaki, knowing how quick Sandoval is.
Let's see. I couldn't tell much on that one, if there was any injury there. It might have happened maybe behind the play. As you see there, Sandoval got up with no problem.
Possibly just cramping up, but he's holding his side there.
Maybe he might have fell a little awkwardly on the body there of Gentile. As he was taken down, and well, maybe we'll see from this side of it.
Noriega checking in for the final moments of this one.
And right, seemed landing on his side there as Samaki and him kind of collided going down. But as soon as he started jogging is when he had that, as you mentioned, my poly, just a cramp in his right side. We'll still call it an upper body injury, of course.
Why not? And the Fire will look to just wind this clock down. I don't believe there's going to be much, especially even with that injury to Sandoval and with the lone goal here in the second half. Fire still battling, holding on to the ball. Witkowski.
Dave.
Now switch things up to the far side. Referee checking the clock.
Even my, let's see what this possession does here, and then that'll
ball
be
into
it.
Into the box, put down by Shaw, and he buries it. The floater beats Gallardo, and he makes it 5-0 here in Mooseheart. I don't know if we're going to still have continued play here. I believe that one coming in the 92nd. But Shaw finding himself wide open in the box.
Yeah, just a little chipper over the head there of Gallardo, just out of his outstretched reach into the back of the net.
And just the way that Shaw hit that one, I don't think Gallardo was expecting kind of the slow ball in the air.
They will continue to play on, though, so.
Really the longest stretch of stoppage time added that we've seen here.
I believe they put 1 minute of stoppage time up, but this is indeed the longest 1 minute.
Flicked on, back heel, Juan Carlos Martinez. And he just can't get to that one as Samaki will shield it away for a goal kick. Let's see if this one could be it. I believe it is. A referee with a whistle in his mouth. Still nothing. Play back, Freitag. Far side now for Chicago. Takawira. And that
there
should be it here from Mooseheart as Aurora Borealis SC wraps up its preseason friendlies with a 5-0 defeat here at home to Chicago Fire PDL. And Ryan, really not a lot of offense here tonight from Aurora.
No, really, we didn't see much of it. And in the end, we just saw the speed, the quickness, the quick passes, and the unselfish play of Chicago just really get the best of Aurora in basically all phases through those 90 minutes.
And again, we will have broadcasts upcoming for Aurora not till next Friday on the 27th when Aurora hosts RWB Adria. But what can they do? What can Aurora do looking forward? CJ Brown and the coaching staff has a lot to look at heading into the opener of the PLA season this Saturday. But what do they have to do when they're sitting down going down that list of players?
Well, I think what we saw in those three lines of major substitutions with a whole new lineup with Aurora, we saw it early on in the first half, and then we saw that second substitution of a new line of players in the second half as well. I think there's a couple players that you can still pick apart from each major substitution, I'll say it with that, to where you could be, he's a potential member of the starting 11, this guy on the second substitution, this guy on the third as well. But I think really with that third line that we saw, they provided the biggest spark. And when it came to the match here tonight against Chicago, they were the ones that really, as you, we kept up with the speed, kept up with the agility, and kind of created a lot more chances. And they created the most chances off their unit compared to the first two that we saw here tonight as well. So I think Coach Brown has a lot of decision thinking about, so to speak, for the upcoming game to open the season on Saturday on the road. I think there's some good parts you can pick out of tonight with certain players, and some bad parts and some that you want to improve upon. So I still think it's a major toss-up for the starting 11 for this Saturday to kick off the regular season, but in Coach Brown we trust. I'll go with that.
In Coach Brown we trust to make those decisions coming up as the PLA season again kicks off this Saturday in Sterling Heights against Carpathia FC. But for Ryan Fahey, I'm Mike Buda. Thanks again for watching Aurora Borealis fall here in the preseason finale 5-0. You're on STC2. We'll see you again on the 27th.